Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My next guest is a Memphis icon, both on and off the court. He's a McDonald's All-American at Treadwell High. He's number 34. Memphis State jersey hangs in the rafters at FedEx Forum. He spent 10 seasons in the NBA, and now he's an important Memphian making a difference in this community in a variety of ways, in addition to providing color commentary on radio for Grizz games right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm talking about Elliot Perry, please, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Elliot, Gary, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. All things considered, I'm personally doing okay. It has been a wild year, but certainly an incredible past couple of weeks in our country, all in response to the murder of George Floyd. Let's start in general. What have you made of what we've seen? All of the change in this country, at least certainly change in opinion over the past couple of weeks, because it does feel like we're living through a moment right now.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think we're living through a moment right now where, I think it's probably the best way to put it, Gary, is, you know, when I was a kid, my mom always used to tell me something, and I was listening to her, but I wasn't hearing her, and so she may say it two or three times, and then finally she raises her voice a different octave. She says something, and it may be some unchoice words to me, and then finally I jump up and do what she says. I think that's where we are right now. I think our community is right now saying to, all the unjust that's happened throughout the years is, you know, we're no longer going to take it. I mean, we watched George Floyd die right in our eyes, and I think our young people are saying the same thing. They're banding together, both black, white, and everybody, and saying black lives do matter, because the one thing that we haven't seen is we've heard about all these things happening, Gary, but very few times have we seen it other than the Rodney King, and you know. But now we see this on a consistent basis, to how police treat black people. And this is not just about police. I mean, we talk about housing, we talk about access to money, we talk about education. I mean, all those things, for whatever reason, that African-American people or people of color, particularly African-American people, fall at the bottom of all of those realms. And I think that right now our community is raising its voice in different octaves so that everybody can hear them.
It really is remarkable. Just less than 4 years ago, a poll showed that 72% of Americans disagreed with Colin Kaepernick's peaceful protest. 72% of Americans disagreed. A poll this weekend by Monmouth University showed that 76% of Americans now agree with these protests that are tied to exactly what Colin Kaepernick was protesting, which is racial inequality and police brutality. Are you surprised that the opinion has flipped so drastically in such a short amount of time, so much so that the NFL commissioner is releasing statements supporting Black Lives Matter? NASCAR drivers are releasing statements supporting the end of racial inequality. We are watching companies, entities, and people speak on this who never previously have spoken on it before. Are you surprised it's happened to this degree?
I may be surprised that it's happened to this degree, and I hate that it took a moment like George Floyd to highlight this and to bring it to fruition. But you know, you've heard this term before. If it doesn't get you in the wash, it'll get you in the rinse. And I think that, you know, that's what's happening is, you know, when we thought about what Colin Kaepernick was doing, there's no question about it. We all understood exactly what he was saying. You know, for whatever reason, that message got hijacked and turned to, you know, he was disrespecting the flag. When the very thing that we're talking about right now, the very issue that we're having, the very thing that we're fighting for in all these protests across the country and across the nation is the exact thing that he was taking a knee for, you know, just the kind of the unjust and the civil unjust of African-American people. Because, you know, honestly, it's not hard. It's hard to talk about because it's an uncomfortable conversation. But in our communities, it's happening every day. And, you know, I have tons of white friends, and I can say to them, you know, I gotta move in a different way. You know, I can't, you know, no, I can't do that. Or no, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to go there, you know. And I consider myself, you know, fairly, has done fairly well in life. But at the end of the day, you can't take off this skin. And, you know, so I've been proud of the country for standing up. I've been proud of the country for, you know, advocating for, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, I mean, we're just saying that at the end of the day, there's been unjust across the spectrum from the 1800s or 1600s, if you will, all the way up to now. And, you know, just not taking it anymore.
It's interesting you talk about not being able to take off your skin. I mean, like in Memphis, you are Elliot Perry, and you've been super famous, well-respected, beloved Elliot Perry for a long, long time. And yet still, like, you're also a black man. And you know, those things, you have to keep all of that in mind. Marvin Lewis, the former Bengals coach, was talking about this over the weekend. He said he got to a point where he lived a little bit in a bubble because he lived in Cincinnati, and he's the head coach of the NFL team. And so there was nobody who didn't know who he was. They might like him, not like him, like him as a coach, not like him as a coach, but everybody knew him. So he never had to be concerned about a traffic stop going the wrong direction, because as soon as they ask for ID, even if they don't recognize him, it's Marvin Lewis, it rings a bell. He said now he's living in a different place and people just might not be familiar with him. And, you know, just within the past few months, he had a very uncomfortable traffic stop, and it reminded him, oh, this is what happens to most black people in the country. It just hasn't happened to me for so long because I've been living in a place where literally everybody knew who I was. And I imagine that, you know, in Memphis, you can mostly avoid situations, but outside of Memphis, you know, maybe the name Elliot Perry doesn't register. And then again, you're a black guy in a car.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're just a black guy in a car. And, you know, I never try to lean on trying to be famous, trying to be recognized, all of those things, because, you know, I am George Floyd. I mean, we've seen that commercial about that the NFL did. You know, those things can happen within a second. And when they happen, it's hard to bring emotions back down. It's hard to, you know, get people to calm down and understand, I guess, the big picture. Because, you know, honestly, Gary, you know, when I look at, and that's happened to me before, you know, in my rookie year. I got back home from Memphis my rookie year, and I'm driving a car that Al Gossett gave me. So he gave me this Jeep Grand Cherokee to drive. And at that moment, I don't know if you remember the, you know how we use the earphone for your phones,
sure,
the earphones that put in your ear with the strings on them.
Right.
They had just come out, so when you got a new phone, you got those earphones. They had just come out, so people didn't really know what they were. And I'm driving in the car, so I see this policeman looking at me. I had got the earphones in, and I'm actually talking on the phone. So he gets behind me, pulled me over, and you know, asked me for my license, and obviously I gave him my license, all that. So he was a young guy. He didn't know who I was, and asked me to get out of the car. And I'm like, you know, what's going on? And he asked me, what was that in my ear? Mainly he stopped me because he had really not seen those earphones before. So, and he asked me, what was that in my ear? And I'm like, and where did I get this car? Because I had a drive out stick on it. And, I ended up having to call Al Gossett's company to verify that they gave me this car. And so, you know, those things happen, and they happen for small reasons. But and you, Gary, you realize that, you know, being a white male, you don't have to think about these things.
No.
You can move about. You can do what you want to do. You can, and I'm saying that loosely. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I mean, you can move about, and a lot of those things you don't have to think about. And my hope is that, you know, I say it's like we're building a sculpture. And when you're building a sculpture, you if you ever watch the sculpture sculpt, they knock a piece of sculpture off. You know, sometimes you knock big chunks off. Sometimes you knock small chunks off. And then you try to, sand it down and refine it. My hope is that, you know, in this moment that we have right now, that we are finally helping build a sculpture where we can see what it actually is, you know, and it's not just this block of concrete. And I think in the 60s, it happened. They did a good job of moving things forward. But I think this moment is even more powerful because we have all people starting to come together and see that, hey, there are unconscious biases. There is systematic racism, and it's not pointed towards any person. When we talk about racism, some people are just racist. I mean, that's just a part of it. But we're talking about systematic racism. We're talking about the system has had the opportunity to hold black people down or people of color down for a long period of time. And so I'm super proud of all that's happening across the country.
I'm talking to Memphis icon Elliot Perry here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I was talking to a black basketball coach last week, and he expressed real appreciation for the people who are speaking up now who had never spoken up before on these issues. He was specifically talking about basketball coaches. So John Calipari, Bob Huggins, Tom Izzo, Mark Few. But he said, GP, I'm still skeptical that it's going to be anything more than some tweets and some Instagram posts. Like, there has to be a next step or else this is all a wasted situation. He expressed optimism, but said he still would almost believe it when he sees it. Where are you at on that? Are you optimistic that this is a real turning point in this country?
I think it can be. I mean, I am optimistic. I think you have to be optimistic if all of this is happening, and if it happens for naught, then just a waste of time. I think that it goes from the national level to all the way down to the local level. And I think we have to hold everybody accountable. I think we have to hold, and this is the moment to hold them accountable, because it's an easy entree. It's an easy conversation to have right now because the door is open. You know, now people had to kick the damn door down in order to get it open so you can hear them, but the door is open, and I think people are willing to listen. So how do we hold our politicians accountable? How do we hold the mayor accountable? How do we hold the police chief accountable? You know, how do we hold city council accountable? And then the second thing is, you know, what actionable in a strategic way of going at this. And the second thing is, GP, is there are a lot of people who have been doing this work. You know, this is their life, that they do this work day in and day out. Grassroots organizations that are in neighborhoods that's doing this work. I mean, I donated to the official Black Lives Matter during Mother's Day. And, you know, the young lady I really had never met, somebody asked me to donate to the organization. And they were getting mothers out who couldn't pay their bail. And so these were all bails that were under $500. And so they wanted to get them out on Mother's Day. And so, you know, those organizations like that, I think, need to be at the table who do this work day in and day out, because I think that they see what's happening day in and day out. And they're not worried about meeting with the mayor. They're not worried about meeting with police chief. They're just down there doing the work. How do we bring those organizations to the table, too, so that those voices can be heard?
I'm wrapping up with Elliot Perry here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, there seems to be a real movement, especially in Minneapolis, to either defund or disband police departments, which more or less means, this is an oversimplified version, but still, take some of the resources that are normally dedicated to police forces, downsize that, and invest in people and things that can help solve problems rather than the people who show up to to address issues always being in uniform with guns. Do you have an opinion on how that might work, whether it's in Memphis or somewhere else, downsizing police and investing in resources that can maybe actually improve the lives of the people instead of locking people up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it, you know, it sounds great, and you know, I do think it's doable. I think it's needed. When we talk about reform, we're not talking about, when we say defund police departments, we're not talking about, you know, taking all the money away. We're just saying, you know, allocating resources to other areas, like you talked about, that give people an opportunity to have more access to better housing, to better health care, to better schools, you know, kind of all of those things. Because if you probably look at the breakdown, I mean, the police department is probably the largest funded in the city. And but I think also too, it's not just funding; it's also setting boundaries for policemen. And what I mean by that is, thinking about strategic ways of, independent groups that when policemen do things wrong, having rules for policemen in terms of de-escalating situations. If police get too violent with people and it's unnecessary, you know, they have to pay the price for it. And I think, you know, that then you will probably see that police do a better job of not pulling their guns first, of de-escalating situations, of really trying to, you know, figure out ways to not be so violent, particularly in black communities. And so I'm all for, you know, again, when I say defunding the police department, I'm not saying that they don't get any money. I'm saying that we really reallocate some of those funds, because I do think it makes sense.
That is Elliot Perry, the Memphis legend, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Elliot, when I was a kid, I looked up to you because you was my favorite basketball player. Now my kids look up to you because of the incredible. Now my kids look up to you because of the incredible work you do in this community. Memphis is really lucky to have you, and I can't thank you enough for being here.
Well, I appreciate it too. And I mean, and I will say this lastly, Gary. I mean, you mentioned your kids. I mean, you know, what example and what kind of community are our kids going to live in when they grow up? Your kids are going to have black friends. My kids are going to have white friends. But they need to have these hard conversations now, so they understand, you know, the history of how all of this happened. And then at the end of the day, because this is going to happen again at some point, the same thing is going to happen again. But they'll be more equipped to have those conversations.
I think so. That's Elliot Perry here on 92.9 FM ESPN. EP, thank you so much for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Elliot Perry here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.